Hey, thanks for holding. This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Rodbo, how you doing?
Fine. I just got to call you back regarding to the Google account.
Yeah. Yeah, you were calling Yelp as well. How'd that go?
They never reached back. They never answer. I called several times, but I never reached anybody over there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, well, one, I want to say apologize, you know, on behalf of that. I know they kind of fall under the same category as us as marketing, but, you know, with us, you never get that problem. You always have a representative to answer you. And for me personally, with anybody that I sign up with our company here, I make a rule that if you ever reach out to me and I don't answer, I call you back within an hour. That way I can answer your questions right then and there. We can fix it and move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Wait. So you say it's going to be like $250 a month to put me on top of the page?
$250 a month. $249. Yeah, month to month. That covers the first page placements of Google. And then also too, it has a Facebook retargeting campaign for that 30-mile radius. We can put you in specific areas for the residentials for them to contact you directly as well. Okay.
Okay. And, you guys are going to do all that job for me, or what I need to do in order to be on the page?
Good question. So we're going to get you verified. So we're going to send you out a Google Business profile. It's going to come with a, not the profile, we're going to send you out, it's a 5-digit code. And once you get that 5-digit code, that's going to verify your Google Business listing. And then once we have that, saying that you're a legitimate person, that's a legitimate company, you're not a robot with a P.O. box, we can start populating you to that first page of Google. And we help you build that, okay? Now, for the Facebook, we help you build that as well. And then once where that's built, we start running those campaigns out. And that usually takes around 7 to 14 days for the Facebook, okay? Very quick there. For Google, it's a little bit longer, but it takes 30 to 45 days to get on that first page. But it's about getting it built out correctly. So that's why we want to make sure that you have everything correct. And we're going to help you and walk you through those processes so that way there's no discrepancies on your Google Business profile, okay?
Okay, so you say the Google page is going to take from 30 to 45 days to show up?
To show up on the first page, yes.
Okay.
Now, that's why we help you with the Facebook advertising so we can get in front of your customers for that first month. Because I want to be super transparent with you. This is not something that's done overnight. This is a process that is going to be set up for your business to list your company there independently on Google forever. You'll never have to deal with a third-party company like a Yelp or an Angie's Leads or a Thumbtack or anything like that, because when a customer searches on Google, they will find your company on that first page, and then they can just call you directly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I have a question.
Sure.
Since I have this page already on Google, are you gonna use the same that I have, or are you gonna create another one?
You already have one on Google? Let me see.
I'm gonna
check it right now really quickly. Give me one second.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it because, I mean, it's not visible yet because it never was verified.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't wanna go into all that, so that I would like you for me to do is to create another one. With a different name of company, is that possible?
Yeah, we can create another one for you, or what we can do is we can figure out what's going on with that one, and we can verify that one very quickly.
I mean, you can do that, but really, now let me ask you, Dave, it is possible to change the name of the company or the business?
Yeah.
Because I would like to switch from Janko's Handyman to another name. I don't know if that's possible.
It's possible. The only thing is, though, is that they're going to want to make sure that that you have license and insurance for it. Like I said, last time, you know, in Texas, you don't need a license to have handyman services, but you are going to need insurance. So as long as you're working on that, we can help you get verified. It is possible, but you just got to make sure that you're working on that so we can get you those credentials and put that on Google as well, okay?
Yeah, but like I said, license, I don't need, we need such a thing in Texas because it is not required. It's my understandable. But
right.
for insurance, I can promise that at least I'm making okay with money. You know what I mean? If I get good business, yes. But if I don't have anything, I mean, I don't have budget for insurance.
I understand.
So,
but the only thing what I'm saying is this, is if we say, you know, if you tell us, hey, I don't have it now, but I'm looking into getting insurance in the future, no problem. Okay, but it's when you never want to get it, you're not looking to ever get it, that's when Google kind of is just very standoffish and they don't want to list your company there. So as long as if you grow and you want to get insurance, no problem. But if you grow and you don't want to get insurance, you're going to run into some problems where Google's not going to want to continue to populate your Google business profile. You know what I mean?
Okay, so now do you have any idea how much the insurance costs?
I don't. It just depends on the city, the state. It also depends on the insurance that, you know, that you're looking at. I mean, you can just go on Google and type in, you know, business insurance. Let me see. I'll actually type it in for you. I'm at my computer right now.
Okay.
You're in Houston? You're in Houston, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I know they're going to have like a quote system, so I'm probably not going to get an accurate quote, but let's see here. Let me see if I can help you really quick with business insurance in Texas for handyman services, general liability. You still there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, I mean, it just depends. I see when you type in business insurance, Texas for handyman services, I see the Hartford, and they literally have something, small business insurance as low as $25 a month. So the low end, it might be $25 a month. Obviously, depending on what you're doing, you might have something else. But I see something that also says $22 a month. So it probably just depends on how many employees you have, which I know it's just you. And then it probably just depends on the type of services that you provide. And that's it. So it looks like as low as $22, you can get insurance.
Okay.
Okay. So you just go on Google. And you can just get one of these insurance companies right there at the top and just type it in, and they would be able to assist you and probably quote you more accurately on the services that they can probably benefit. You can probably benefit from.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. I mean, let's say we start with this deal today.
Okay.
how long, how much time you gave me until I get the insurance?
There's no set time. As long as you're working on it and you're in, and you say in the future, I'm looking to get the insurance, I just can't afford it right now, I need more jobs, that's fine. We're going to work with you. And as soon as you start getting those jobs, I would just recommend that you get insurance as fast as possible once you start getting the jobs. Now, there's no really a set time frame that they have, but they just are staying away from companies that are saying, I'll never get insurance or licensing or whatever it is, depending on your state. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So there's really no time frame. But we do recommend that once you do start getting some jobs under your belt, that you get the insurance, because not only is it going to, you know, help you, it's going to protect you as well. And it's just going to be better off for you in the long run, just in case. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you need to understand that this is, I'm investing my money on this.
100%.
So, yeah. And I don't want to, you know, just put $250 a month mm-hmm. for nothing.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, no, I hope you're with me in that.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you on that. I personally have used this before. I used to work for this company, and I actually would do it for small business owners doing restaurants. Okay, so I understand the benefit of what it brings to people, but mm-hmm. absolutely. Advertising is an investment into your company, and what we do is we shoot for the high results. So every time you put in a dollar, you should receive $10 back out. That's always the standard for us, okay? Now, that's why we do month-to-month services, because if it's not working for you, we don't want to lock you into a contract. We want you to be happy with the service we're providing you. And if at any point you think that you're not getting the premium service here, you can cancel at any time with no strings attached, no penalties, no cancellation fees, anything like that. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one thing that we're very strict on, is we want to make sure that you're getting the service that you, that you're paying for. And if you at any point don't feel like it, we want you to be happy. So we don't want you to keep investing if that's not working for you, right? That's just not how we like to do business either. So I know that this is going to work for you, because I've done it before with businesses. Even my pops, he's a small business owner himself, one man crew, just himself. And he runs the same thing, and he stays busy consistently year round. And he lives in Washington where it rains a lot. Like I said, I 100% believe in this product. And like I said, I'm going to get you the discounted rate, the promotion we have running for the newer in business credits, because I know you've been in business for 3 to 5 years. I'm just going to say you've been in business for the 3 years. I'm not going to count the five. That way you can get the setup fees waived and you can get the lower price at the $249, and you'll never have to pay the higher price. Okay.
Okay, and now you say this is not going to be a contract. It's going to be month to month.
100%.
And this is going to be automatic payment, or do I need to make my payment every month that I renew the deal?
Yeah, so it'll be an automatic payment. So let's say today is the 7th. It would automatically renew every 7th of every month. Now, if you ever wanted to pause or cancel your subscription, you could absolutely do that. The only thing we ask you to do is call us 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, and then you can absolutely cancel. That way you're not charged for the next month of service. That's it.
Well, okay, that's the way it works. Okay, so I need, so it's going to be, I don't, because there is no way to be on month to month and then I can make my payments, right? Just by calling you guys or, you know, whatever. But you said that's not the way it works. Whenever I need to cancel, I need to call you like 3 months before the 7th of the month.
3 days before, not 3 months. 3 days before.
Yeah.
I know what you meant, but yeah, I just if you ever did. But honestly, I'm gonna be straight honest with you. I believe this is gonna be the best thing that's ever gonna happen to you. This is gonna be the best thing. You're not gonna have to pay per lead, per job, anything like that. You're gonna get listed on Google as an independent. Independently for your business, for customers to contact you directly, especially in the Houston area, as a handyman. Yeah, you're gonna get some jobs, and this is, you're gonna look back at this and you're gonna say, this is the best thing I've ever done for my company.
Okay. So now, what's the next step that I need to do?
Yeah, so what's the business address that you're currently operating out of right now?
Okay, we start with the address. It's going to be 63.
Uh-huh.
38.
Uh-huh.
Roos, which is R-O-O-S.
Uh-huh.
It's in Houston, Texas.
R-O-O-S Road?
Yeah. Yeah,
Road,
exactly.
Texas. Okay. And in Houston, Texas, 77074 is the zip code?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Now, you don't have a website, do you?
No, I don't.
Do you want one?
It is included on the package.
I'm going to include it for the package. So I'm going to give you, I'm just going to waive that, and I'm going to put another promotional rate in here, and I'm going to tell my tech team to help you build a website. So that way, when you populate on that first page, the website is on there as well. Okay.
So, but it's not going to cost me any extra, right?
Zero. It's just going to be the flat rate for the $249. It'd be included in your package.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for you. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do that for you. So let me just apply these credits.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to let my tech team know on that. And then I just want to make sure I have your name correct. It's Braulio, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and then how do you spell your last name?
Koyoy. It show in there too?
It just shows me your first name.
Okay, my last name is Coyoy.
Coyoy?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the email address for you to, for me to send everything over to you in writing as well?
Okay, it's gonna be Braulio.
Okay. Your first name?
B as in Victor.
Hold on. Okay. V as in Victor?
Yeah. C, which is my last name again, like Coyoy.
Okay.
At
mm-hmm.
gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. So you say you grabbed my number from Yelp, right?
God.
Or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's public information, which you have. I have your business information from Yelp. So, I mean, I have all the services that you provide. And then it's the Yanko's Handyman, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So,
is that the name that you still want, or do you want me to change Yanko's to something else?
Yeah, and like I told you, I would like to change it to something else.
Okay, what would you like?
Okay, it's going to be Sharpstown.
Sharp?
Best. Yeah, Sharpstown. Best.
How?
Handyman.
Best.
I'm going to spell Sharpstown for you, okay? It's going to be S-H-A-R-P-S-T-O. Mm-hmm. W-N.
Sharpstown. Okay. Sharpstown with an S. Okay.
Best Handyman.
Best Handyman. Okay. Sharpstown, Best Handyman. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. So then we're going to do a new Google Business Profile for you at that point. All right. And then we have Noel here. Just make sure I have everything for you here because this is brand new. And then let me put in the website for you too. Do you have a logo or do you want my team to create one for you? It's included in the website, but I just want to know if you have one.
I don't have one, but they can make one for me.
Yeah, I'll let them know. You need a logo too, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, give me one sec here.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make those changes for you there. And then, okay, so I have everything there for you. Now, for the card itself, are you going to put it on a personal card or a business credit card?
It's going to be personal credit card.
Okay, and it just says your first and last name on there, or does it have a middle initial?
No, it doesn't have a middle initial. It's just my first and last name.
Okay, and then is the billing address the 6338 Roos Road, Houston, Texas?
Yeah, it is correct. Yes.
Okay, and then for the card itself, is it going to be a Master, a Visa, Discover?
Visa.
A Visa, okay. And then yeah. I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay, it's going to be 44.
Mm-hmm.
00
Mm-hmm.
66
Mm-hmm.
53
Mm-hmm.
06
Mm-hmm.
14
Mm-hmm.
10
Mm-hmm.
27
Okay, can I read this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 44 00 66 53 06 14 10 27
Yeah.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
Expiration date is gonna be 2/28
2/28 and then the code on the back?
The code is 314
Okay. And then I'm gonna set up a security question for you. Now, mm-hmm. This is just to verify that we're always going to be talking to you. We at Local Splash never sell your information or give it away. So we always are going to ask you this to verify that we're always talking to you based off of your account here with us, okay? So okay. I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city I was born.
Perfect. And what city were you born in?
It's gonna be XELA.
XELA. Shela. How do you say
it's
that?
Shela, I guess.
Shela?
I mean, that's like a nickname for that city because if I get you the name, it's just too long.
Okay.
It's gonna be like a X E
L A
E L A. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I say this jokingly, but I mean it, though. Make sure you remember... No. I remember that, you know, your answer there, because this is going to unlock your account when we call you, okay?
Got it.
Okay, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. Now, this is just an added protection for you. It's just outlining the service agreement here with us at Local Splash. If you don't understand something, just ask me. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll clarify it for you. But I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding. And then I'm actually going to email you this in writing over to you when we're done here, along with your invoice as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The name of the business is going to be Sharpstown Best Handyman.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Hi, my name is Braulio Coyoy.
Perfect. And then your title within the business is the owner, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number. Do you want to write it down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
I want to write it down now.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's 877-635-6-
mm-hmm.
225.
6225. That's customer service number, right?
That's the customer service. That's also what my tech team is going to call you on for your onboarding call, okay?
Oh, I got it. And what is the name of the company?
The company is Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Splash. Yes. Yes, and I'm going to send all that into the invoice with you as well, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waived your account setup for the new in business credit, will be charged today, which is February 7th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. Now, when the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Braulio, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I just gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact the client support number at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, now I'm going to send you a couple text messages, but also, too, what's a good time for you and my tech team tomorrow to go over everything and do the onboarding call with you?
It's going to be around 11 in the morning, Central Time.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, perfect. So two things. I'm going to set up that for you right now. I do want to say everything went through on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you, Flavio. We are like a family here, so if you ever need anything, please contact us. If you want to run a promotion, reach out to us. Let us know. We want to make sure that this is the best process that you ever had of getting on that first page of Google, and also to your campaign run smoothly, okay? Now, I did send you a couple of emails, and I sent you some text messages, some welcome text messages. Let me know when you get the text message.
Okay, yeah, I just get a text message. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send you a copy of your invoice to email. We have a file. Please click here. Okay, yeah, I got
okay.
The text message.
So click that link right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to take you to the terms and conditions page.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
now when you okay, now on the bottom, that's just the outline agreement that we had for you that I just read off to you. On the bottom, there's two checkboxes. There's the one that you want to receive text messages for updates. If you don't answer, we'll leave you a text message so you can call us back. The other one is saying that you are the card authorization holder, okay? Once you click those two, sign your name at the bottom, as it states right there, just type it, and then hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login form when you're done, okay? Let me know when you're there.
Yeah, okay, let me see. I'm agreeing with Ren. Archibald, I authorize the order and sign the credit card. Okay. I check both, and I'm going to confirm signature now.
Make sure you type in the box your name and then confirm signature.
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Okay. Now, for the onboarding call, do you prefer a Spanish speaker? Do you want me to put that in there, or is English okay for you too?
Yeah. Listen, I know my English is not the best, but I mean, this is pretty serious for me. So yeah, can you get a speak Spanish person?
Perfect.
Yeah,
no problem. So I'm going to request the Spanish speaker for you there. I'm pretty sure it's going to be, either Alberto, or it's probably going to be Vanya. So if it's one of those two, you'll be in great hands for sure, because I know they do an awesome job here.
Okay, but let me ask you this. The page is going to be in English, right?
The page? Yes. The page is going to be in English, 100%. Yeah. I'm just going to have a Spanish speaker, so that way, yeah, no problem.
All right.
Okay. Now, okay, were you able to go to the login page where it says username and password?
Okay, do you want me to create a username?
No. Okay, so that's going to be your tracking system. You'll be able to see how well your Google Business profile is being tracked with how many clicks you're getting, how many calls you're getting, also too for the Facebook page. You'll be able to see that. You'll also be able to access your website through there very quick and easy with a click of a button. My tech team, whoever it is, either Vanya or Alberto, they're going to call you. They're going to set that up for you, and then they're going to give you the username and password tomorrow on your onboarding call, okay?
Okay. Oh, they're going to provide that to me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So you have everything. I sent you an email right now for the onboarding call at 11 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that's in your email. That's the time my tech team is going to call you tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You say the page is going to take like a 1 month to 45 days to show on Google?
So the page to get on the first page for all the services that you provide is going to take 30 to 45 days. Yes. For the website, that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Your Facebook will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So very quickly with those things, Google is just, as you already know, with what you've experienced, it's a little bit of a process, so we want to make sure we get it right the first time. So you're up on the first page as Sharpstown Best Handyman, okay?
Okay, and I have a question.
Sure.
I don't have a Facebook. I'm not in Facebook.
Okay.
And are they going to be able to help me to create one account, or I need to do it myself?
So do you have a personal account or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. If I were you, I would just create a personal account. It probably takes less than 5 minutes. Just go onto Facebook and just create account. Once you have the account, they're going to help you create the business account. And then that's where they're going to help you out, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. If you have any questions, you can always email me or you can call me, okay?
Okay, Charlie. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to have them call you. And then I want to, again, welcome to Local Splash. And then we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Braulio. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.